Time for first thoughts. A couple of Christian brothers in the Lord get together for about 5 or 6 minutes and have a little consecrated conversation 4 days before the election. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning. It's coming up. We're right on our last weekend before the election.
Yeah, we sure are. Looking for 50 degrees tomorrow, colder temps on Sunday, but hang in there. Looks like the 60s Tuesday through Thursday. How about that, huh?
That'd be great. I suspect there are going to be people standing outside, and if there's nice weather for it, that'd be really a blessing.
I saw a story yesterday regarding the election, but we've been trying to get people ready these last couple of days, like a mindset of readiness for the election and beyond in terms of the way we behave and treat each other, regardless of who we voted for or the results. And it was a Sojourner's report that they said 84 to 86%, somewhere in there, one of those two, of Americans on the left and the right are concerned that there's going to be violence after the election. I mean, this is as high as any time since 68, I guess.
Yeah, I don't remember this level of political tension in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And so I think just kind of trying to be in a place of peace through this is challenging, but hope.
You posted something yesterday. It was a quote. I don't know in terms of internal peace. Well, you know, it starts inside of us, right?
Right, exactly. It was a post from Thomas A. Kempis, who is kind of a well-known Christian. And he
Imitation
said,
of Christ, big classic. Yeah.
Yeah, so he said, first keep the peace within yourself, then you can also bring peace to others. And, you know, again, so I think it starts there.
Mm-hmm. It does, absolutely. And I know you shared Romans 12:18 yesterday and that book by Rick Love, which...
Peace Catalyst.
Peace Catalysts. Yeah. That's like the centerpiece. And so we're going to Romans 12 today because... In my Life Application Study Bible, that's where it breaks off into how to behave. The gospel's laid out in more detail through the first 11, especially the first 8 chapters of Romans. But then we get into personal responsibility. And I thought, how about you and I will alternately read? And if anybody wants to comment at any point on this, because this is a personal responsibility, it talks about government, I think this is good stuff. So why don't you start us off?
Yeah, so it says, starting right in verse 1, it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now I'm reading New Living. What are you reading?
That's New Living.
Oh, okay, it is. All right, good. So is mine. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll know what God wants you to do, and you'll know how good and pleasing and perfect his will really is.
You know, and I think this is a good place to kind of stop and just reflect, you know, who are we being shaped to be? And I think, again, the influences of the world around us are so strong. The voices are so loud in our ears, I think, that we can be so easily influenced, and yet Paul is telling us here, hey, keep your eye on the ball. You know, allow God to transform you into who he wants you to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, carry us on with verse 3.
Yeah, so I have, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us.
Verse 4, just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, maybe I'll just take verse 5, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of his one body and each of us has different work to do. And since we're all one body in Christ, we belong to each other and each of us needs all the others.
Yeah, so I think that's, again, sometimes we forget that. There's so much division, I think, in the church that we, again, I think sometimes lose sight of. That I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but it seems like that's been the case.
Somebody had it posted. I wish I had it in front of me right now, and maybe I'll get it here this morning. But it was a Johnny Erickson Tata quote that Scripture doesn't tell us to be one because she says we already are one, but now we need to live like it. So,
yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so I'm picking
verse
up
six.
Yep, in His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you.
Yeah, if your gift is that of serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, do a good job of teaching.
If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you a leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly.
All right, verse 9, Romans 12, don't just pretend that you love others. That's a great line. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of the good.
Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
Yeah, never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically.
Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying.
Mm-hmm. And when God's children are in need, be the one to help them out and get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner, except during COVID, wear masks and socially distance. Now I added that. if they need lodging for the night.
Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them.
All right. Well, we're going to have to stop it off there. So we'll see if we can finish on Monday. But Romans 12, sure. Some good stuff to keep in mind in terms of our behavior. Again, give us that quote one more time, Thomas Akempis, to take into the weekend.
Yeah. It's first keep the peace within yourself. Then you can also bring peace to others.
That is so good. We got to just keep that in front of us. Plan to be sharing that daily until we have peace post-election, okay?
Amen.
Thanks, Jason.
We'll
love
you.
All right.
You bet.
Well, the 51st Annual Dove Awards occurring last night. Now, obviously, COVID presenting challenges, as with everyone and everything. The televised event on faith-based TBN last night with artists pre-taping appearances at a studio. And the winner is, among the winners from last night, Nashville trio Selah. They get the Inspirational Album of the Year for their Firm Foundation. And excited to do that. The band's been together for like 24 years and thrilled. How about the Christian rock staple Skillet with John Cooper hailing from Kenosha? Their winners last night, Hillsong Worship. Lauren Daigle, a winner at last night's Dove Awards, along with Kirk Franklin. And for King and Country, which earned a Dove alongside Dolly Parton for last year's God Only Knows as well.
Yeah, seeing Skillet again, we love Skillet from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rock Contemporary Album of the Year for Victorious, and then also won Rock Contemporary Recorded Song of the Year for Legendary. So congratulations to John Cooper and the crew. Mm-hmm. Lauren Daigle, Pop Contemporary Recorded Song of the Year for Rescue. So very great for her. And Album of the Year, that's a big one. That's a big one. Torrin Wells for Citizen of Heaven won Album of the Year at the Doves last night.
As we're getting ready for Christmas, congratulations to Phil Wickham. His release, Called Christmas, gets the Christmas or Special Event Album of the Year. Songwriter of the Year goes to Zach Williams. We've heard a lot of Zach's music this year.
And I think I saw Producer of the Year going to Ed Cash and Steven Taylor as a team. And pretty interesting, too. Don't want to dive ahead too much, but an Ed Cash formed band will be a gift offer album coming up in November. So very cool for that as well.
There you go. We mentioned We the Kingdom. Also looking forward to that next month from Whip Incorporated. So Lauren Daigle, she won for Rescue for the Pop Contemporary Recorded Song of the Year. And then Torrin Wells winning the Contemporary Album of the Year, Citizen of Hope.
Very, very cool. The Doves last night. We continue our Friday tradition because, again, we know how busy life is. There's no way you can keep up with all the news that's going on. It might be sports, might be politics, it might be pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form, bite-sized pieces. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Well, as of Monday night, the United States Supreme Court has a new judge.
Wait, Simon Cowell's back?
The United States Supreme Court.
Oh. Hey, a study from the University of Alberta shows the vast majority of exercise bloggers actually, they're not qualified to give the advice that they're giving.
I think that exercise is a waste of time. I'd rather just kind of lie around very still and wait until my fat cells get bored enough to leave.
So we can see how that works.
Airlines are rolling out passenger testing for COVID-19.
Like many tests, you'll need a number 2 pencil, except pencils are dangerous weapons on airplanes, so even if you pass the test, you're still going to jail. National Coffee Day, remember that? It was a couple weeks ago, then it was International Coffee Day.
Which means Solar System Coffee Day is coming soon.
Can't wait.
Research shows that looking down to stare at your smartphone puts up to 60 pounds of stress on your neck.
Thanks a lot, Instagram.
Wow.
Hey, Conan O'Brien's TV studio was burglarized. Very sad.
Yeah, because all these guys are doing their shows from their walk-in closets. The burglars made off with three neckties and an old can of shoe polish.
That's quite the haul.
This weekend, don't forget, set back your clocks one
hour.
No,
no way. The last thing we need is another hour of 2020.
I think you're right.
And finally, there's a myth that the average person gains up to 7 pounds over the holidays, but honestly, it's really just like a pound or two.
Yeah, don't worry about the extra weight. Your wallet will lose 25 pounds buying those Christmas gifts.
So true. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, here on the WIB Wake Up Show, it's 20 past 8, 24 degrees, gorgeous sunshine just today and tomorrow left in October Connect Month. And it's better late than never. You can make your connection. And we have Cody Ender, our friend from Eau Claire, in the studio making personal connection. Now, I would say this is by far not your first connection because you're one of our most frequent texters here on the WIB Wake Up Show on our listener line at 396-1670. And tell me a little bit what's on your heart today and how God's been moving in your life and maybe using the station as part of it.
Definitely, I like to be a platform, use the station as a platform to give glory to God while at work, because I work in the morning. So the morning show is a big part of my day. And, you know, I remember when COVID happened that people, just seeing my people at work, the people I work with, just I could see how it was impacting them.
Yeah.
But while at work, you know, I'm listening to WIB on my Bluetooth speaker, and so everyone could hear, and just not only, you know, just trusting that if they don't hear it, I want them to see Jesus in me. I want them to know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right with the love of Jesus that I have in my heart and wanting to love them. Was like Jesus loves me. It's just WIB has been a big part of that. So
it's like the song from Tasha Layton that I love again, you know, that Into the Sea, but it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay because we know whose hands we're in. We know that he wins.
Yeah,
we know that he's already won. Think of a Mercy Me song that maybe we'll get on the air before the end of the hour here. Tell me a little bit about Cody, how WWIB is part of your life, because I know we were going back even to the beginning of this year before all these COVID things happened. You welcomed a new bundle of joy.
Yes, my wife Cassie and I, we actually gave birth to a beautiful little girl, Rebecca Rose Ender. Rebecca, yes, it's Isaac's wife, Rebecca. February 19th, and it was, I think, 7:20 in the morning that we gave birth, and we actually gave, I text the morning crew, hey, could you give us a shout out? And it just definitely proves truly how much we are indeed family.
I mean, this is literally from the delivery room.
Yes.
That you are texting us on the WIB Wake Up Show and saying, hey, can you give a shout out with our new baby girl?
Yeah.
And that's awesome. What else might be on your heart today just about, again, the ministry of WWIB and in a year like this, how it's been part of your life and your family's life?
Well, let's see. It's just, I mean, actually, earlier this summer, you guys did the parking lot picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely took advantage of that.
And we
that
saw was, you a
that
lot.
Was a, yes, that was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed doing that. I think Cassie did. Enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. And speaking of kids, I want to give our little boy Thomas a shout out. Hey Thomas, it's Daddy. Hey Daddy, it's Daddy. Hey big boy. Just want to give my little boy a shout out. Cassie is actually recording as we're listening at home.
I'm looking forward to seeing the video
for
that.
Yes. So, but no, WIB definitely is a big part of our family, and I really have been blessed to listen and to share the glory and gospel driven messages and the music with my family. It's just been a huge, huge blessing.
Well, may it all be for his glory and for his kingdom. And I know, Cody, I thank you as well, because you are just a constant source of encouragement to us here in the mornings, and we appreciate it. And great to see your face. I know you're off on Fridays, and so usually it's just by text, so great to see you in person. Thanks for the October connection.
Awesome. Thank you, Caleb.
Well, we know that Tuesday is Election Day, but it is also an anniversary, and boy, it's a significant one. You're going to remember when it was you learned of this horrible accident 2 years ago on November 3rd in 2018, an accident that took the lives of Jana Kelly and Autumn Helgeson, Girl Scouts and students at Homestead Elementary in Chippewa Falls, along with Haley Hickel from Southview Elementary, and Sarah Schneider, the mother of Haley Hickel, and left Madeline Zwiefelhofer in the hospital for a long time. Well, Brian Kelly's with us from the Jana Kelly Foundation. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, great to have you on. You've become a pro at this, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect. Well, I'll tell you what, we've given away $13,000 already, and that's only one-third of the total that you're going to be giving away, right? Why don't you recap for us the announcements of the past couple days?
Oh, let's see. We started off with Ronald McDonald House receiving 3,000, and then yesterday it was 10,000 to the Chippewa County Foster Program.
Mm-hmm. So again, this is I say this very carefully, but I mean it's just even taking the tragedy that happened, and yet from it, and that's what's just so amazing, the beauty from the hardship and the heartache, and $13,000 given away to charities, and now today. As we're continuing on, and these announcements are going to be Friday, you're going to have some other ones. We'll find out in a moment about Saturday, Sunday, and we're bringing you back for a final visit on Monday. But we've got another $3,000 gift today, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Gina's Girl Scout troop and the Kelly family always had a special place in our heart for the animals at the local animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So the third charity we've selected is a $3,000 gift to the Chippewa Humane Association.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure much appreciated by them.
Yeah, there's been a lot of need out there. I know part of our tradition for Jana's birthday now, we take her birthday money and we go shopping and buy supplies for the Humane Association. And when we were there in June, they had very few kittens. And when I spoke to them the other day, apparently they have about 90 of them now. So
Wow. There's
just a huge need for food and for even for surgeries and for spaying and neutering. All the things that they need to do to take care of those animals.
Ryan, when we see that $16,000 now have been given away from the Jana Kelly Memorial Foundation, if folks are moved to contribute and help, how would they do that? Because I assume this is something where you'd like the good to continue on a legacy in Jana's memory.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of the things we love is just people checking out our Facebook page, Jana Kelly Memorial Foundation, and there's links on there to, you know, all the charities that we're supporting. And, you know, it's a 501c3 nonprofit. So if people want to make a tax-deductible donation, they're more than welcome to do that. And we'd really appreciate it. And we'd put it to good use.
Brian, I know you've been breaking news here of these announcements on WWIB this week, 3 days in a row. And we appreciate it here before 9 o'clock in the morning. And this will get on Facebook here shortly if it's like the other days. But what about for the weekend? How's it going to work in terms of Saturday and Sunday, those announcements?
So we have them coming out each day at 9 o'clock in the morning on our Facebook page. We'll have another $3,000 one tomorrow, and then we'll end the 6 days on Sunday and Monday with $10,000 donations again.
Well, tell you what, that's exciting. And when it's all said and done, $39,000 to six different deserving nonprofits. That's fantastic. Spread far and wide, from Ronald McDonald House to the Chippewa County Foster Closet to today, the Chippewa County Humane Society, Association. We'll have you back Monday, kind of recap the developments from the weekend and learn about that final announcement. Okay, Brian?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks so much. You too.
Thank you, Brian. And again, folks, remember the Jana Kelly Memorial Foundation. If you are moved to contribute and help this good to keep on going.